Hey, Bar Ninja Nation. Welcome to the Bar Ninja Podcast, where we talk about everything from trials and tribulations from life behind the bar to tips and tricks to make you a better bartender and a better drinker. Join your host, Bill Thornton, Kayla Logue, and yours truly, Mike Garrison. Let's go have some fucking fun. Okay.
That ain't a podcast unless there's some kind of technical difficulty.
Correct.
Did it work?
I think it's recording.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Are we live? Are we sure?
I think you were live. Okay, we're good. We're good.
All right. Well, welcome to the Bar Ninja Podcast, yeah. Everybody. We're having a good time. Kayla and Mike here. We're going to talk about how bartending has kind of changed us and how it can change you in the industry and how that evolves, I guess, when we're behind the wood.
Why is that?
For me, because of the Legally Blind thing, and I literally couldn't tell the difference between lemons and limes. And I was, you know, if somebody came up to me and when I look at my phone and when I look at everything, when I'm behind the bar, everybody jokes around that I'm smelling the microsystem because I'm so close to it. If someone would have said that to me on the street at that time, it would have made me so angry and it would have made me feel bad. But behind the wood, I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. You know, we're having a good time. It really opened me up to being comfortable with the disability, the legally blinder. So it helped me evolve into someone that was just more laid back, letting it all wash off my shoulders. And because you're just, we're out there having fun. You know, it really breaks down a lot of barriers.
Yes. So that comes into obviously being comfortable behind it and then how that kind of started for you, correct?
Correct, yeah. And even flowed into every aspect of my life. I've always been a bit of a outgoing person, but it just turned that tenfold where it was just, I was more outgoing. I was more comfortable about everything because you're talking to these people. You're always on stage when we're slinging drinks. So it allowed me to be more comfortable in every aspect of my life. And I've seen it make countless bartenders more comfortable with themselves, more comfortable being open and having fun. And you can make a mistake. We break a glass behind the wood. Clean it up and move on, you know.
Well, for being behind the wood and then actually being able to like change that perspective of people that are like, I don't know if I can actually be behind the wood, right? Be a bartender. But for somebody that can't determine whether it's a lemon or a lime or an orange or who the fuck knows what else is behind there, right?
I don't know.
So exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's a pretty inspiring perspective for you to be able to put that out there in terms of that.
Yeah, and everybody can do it. You know, we've brought people out of the kitchen, out of the back of the house, out of the front of the house, but bar backs up. And you have people that are like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. And I think Lawrence, with you, you know, was like, you know.
His training was, I turned 21. He's like, oh, you're going behind the bar tonight. Okay, go bartend. The first person sits down at the bar. He's like, go do it. And I'm like, I don't know how to bartend. And he's like, just go do it. And then I went. I was like, you know, how's it going? What can I get you? And they were like Jack and Coke. And I'm like, okay, figure that out.
Well, so clearly it's like changed both of your lives, right? In terms of bartending. And like, why is that? Like, what is like the
it's
big like heart?
It's
what
you're allowed to.
What's the heartthrob? Like, what is like the string attached that you can't disconnect? Like, what is that thing for you that stays in contact?
Because bartenders are more kind of, I would say, extroverted. I mean, I worked at that restaurant for a year and a half before I talked to anybody. And I was pretty introverted. And then you get in the bar role and you're expected to be more extroverted. So it does change you. And it's like one thing to be extroverted when you've had, you know, five Jack and Cokes. But this is, you're really learning to connect with people and make a connection. And Lawrence, he saved me because he was like, look, people sit at the bar, 50% of them are going to order beer. You can pour a beer. And then you have the other 50%. They're going to get a liquor drink or a cocktail. Well, 50% of that 50% is going to tell you what's in the drink. Jack and Coke, gin and tonic. You know, so he's like, really, you're worried about making these cocktails that is like a small portion of what you're actually going to have behind that. That bar was a resort bar. So it was kind of a general bar. It wasn't a craft cocktail bar, but it gave me a lot of confidence. And then when you get that confidence and you learn how to deal with all types of personalities, it really, you kind of flourish as a person. You kind of grow.
Yeah.
You emotionally.
See the like bartenders in the group, like in public situations where it's like, oh, somebody needs to go talk to, you know, the person to get the table, or you're in Lowe's or you've had an issue. And bartenders are always the first to be like, I'll be right back. Let me go talk to this person and make sure we know, because we're just so used to making the decision to go talk to. We talk to anybody. We're comfortable with any situation. We enjoy being in the moment and very outgoing. You know, you don't meet a lot of shy bartenders.
It almost turns you into like a kind of an informal leader any situation.
Kind of that. Correct.
Yeah. So it's like you're just, as a bartender, you have to take charge because you're in charge. charge of your bar, you're in control of a drug, but it translates to other parts of your life. And then you also have to learn how to deal with every personality out there, whether it's, you know, type A, type B, somebody that's controlling, somebody that's introverted, somebody that's extroverted, and you have to manage those personalities.
And that's why we're so capable at it, because when we're walking up to whoever in whatever situation it would be, like, can we park here? Or if you're talking to someone in law enforcement or whatever, we can deal with, we know every personality, we know any response that we get, anger, you know, friendliness, confusion, like we're interrupting someone, we know how to deal with that because we dealt with it.
You learn how to read people.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I know this personality.
Yeah. And like on the consumer side, it's really important because, you know, even coming in, I mean, I've worked obviously in the bar industry, I've worked as a waitress, but with that being said, it's, you know, you meet people from all over, you learn how to engage with that, but also being a young single female coming into a bar, you have that almost expectation of the bartenders to be able to take control of any situation that evolves, be able to kind of control the entire bar. And like in past podcasts, we've talked about like you're on a stage, you're constantly kind of controlling your environment. So yeah, being a leader is a great way to put it because you are. I mean, no matter what walks of life, and I think that's what's really cool about a bar or restaurant, no matter where you're going into, is we all have different backgrounds. We all have different reasons for coming into that restaurant, that bar, whether it's the good food, whether it's interaction, whether it's to have a drink. But what's cool is you all come together into like one particular area. And then, yeah, you're on a stage and you have full control over that dynamic, the energy and everything portrayed in that entire pretty much element that you're sitting there for.
The skills are durable. They don't go away. So you learn these skills bartending, you bartend 5 or 10 years and you take that in your next career. A lot of top performers in any career, whether it's sales, real estate sales, any type of sales, they are generally, if you ask them, where did you get your start? They're bartenders.
Yep. And because, also because you're uncomfortable, it's uncomfortable, right?
Well, you're comfortable being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
As a bartender.
Yes.
You learn how to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations.
And
that translates to the rest of your life.
Yeah. And that's something the listeners can understand. And what we do, it's you're just developing these natural leadership skills that you get from being behind the wood that will, and how many times across the wood have we had people offer us jobs because they see us handling a situation that happened, being it cutting somebody off or removal of someone, or just handling a family sitting down at the bar and, you know, the kid's having a meltdown, so we make them a cool little smoothie. You know, it's the little things that we do that you learn from leadership and confidence by reading the moment, understanding where it's going and taking and run with it.
It forces you to learn emotional intelligence, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, no, well, I think the whole concept tying into like being comfortable, being uncomfortable, which is something that nobody really wants to embrace. And then you not knowing lemons from limes. I'm writing a book now that's literally called Always Squeezing Lemons. And it kind of embraces all of that.
Commercial break. Yeah, we got a book deal.
Got a book going on.
But no, I think that's really important though. And what's cool about that though is even again, being somebody on the consumer side that comes in and goes into a bar more on a social interaction or business perspective rather than going there to just, you know, like, I don't go into a bar and be like, all right, what am I doing here? Right. Or like, I have a reason. I have a purpose. I want a good meal. I want a good drink and I want to meet people. I want to be able to connect. It's such a great networking opportunity. And I think when you get comfortable being uncomfortable and walking into a bar and sitting down by yourself and turning to that person beside you and saying, hey, you know,
how was your day?
How exactly? Yeah. But like the way you guys are talking about the way it changed your life, for me, that's changed my perspective and changed my life in terms of just being on that side of it and meeting new people. And there's a lot of opportunities that have been presented to me just by being comfortable, being uncomfortable. And I'm writing an entire book about that, not just being in a bar, but of course, you know, in a lot of different aspects of life.
And being embracing the adventure, you know, like.
Yeah, really, no, that's important.
It really is. And it's great for your life. It's great for relationships. It's just great across the board. One of the reasons that makes us do what we do and everybody out there listening, liking what we're doing and I hope wanting to do it.
Well, it's a reason that like when we tie into this podcast, right, the reason why everybody can listen. It's not just like, hey, do you want to learn how to make best drink? I mean, trust me, you guys can make the best drink. I am per se, I can tell you 100%. If you want to learn how to make any cocktail, let us know. It'll be the best one you've ever made. But with that being said, at the same time, it's a lot of different perspective. It's the fact that no matter what, if you're listening to this and you are not a bartender, you're walking into a bar. I guarantee anybody that's listened to a bartending podcast has walked into a bar and wants to have a cocktail. So you have every single perspective, from the fact that you're just walking in because you don't know what the fuck else to do on a Tuesday or a Thursday, right? And you're just not having a great day, or you're like, you know what? Like, I might go work a business deal. So, I mean, and that's, again, the sales perspective. It's a business perspective. There's so much more that a bar offers than just walking in, sitting down, saying, hey, give me a drink, and moving on.
We were talking about there's transitions within the bartending community where a lot of bartenders become realtors. And I've known several bartenders that are behind the wood and they're realtors and they're bartending. And somebody sits down at the bar and they're like, yeah, we're in town and we just want to look at houses. Oh, I actually am also a realtor. And the next day you're showing them a $1 million lake house. And anything can happen in the bar. It can be finding a job, making a sale, finding a new friend, finding a new adventure.
It's a freaking connection point of a community.
Correct.
I've talked about this too. I've sold lots sight unseen for cash deals within 15 minutes at a bar. Again, at the end of the day, you know, the biggest part of this is that, you know, bartending has changed your lives. But as a, I guess, consumer perspective on the other opposite side, it can change your life too. Right. So, I mean, again, there's been a lot of interactions that I've had at a bar. I'm completely sober, you know, life changing. I think that's something that's like really important with understanding when it comes down to like what our podcast is really based on. Right.
It comes down to
it's like off message.
We're gonna need a shot at tequila.
Fucking talk. No, it has nothing to do with that. There's certain words I can't say. Authenticity. Yes, that. There's certain words I can't pronounce. I can write like brilliant shit.
You majored in broadcasting,
but that's just not a word I would put in there, or I would again do exactly what I just did.
It's true. The authenticity. It's very
exactly.
It is. I mean, I think we're aware of that.
Authenticity. Authenticity.
One shot of tequila. I bet you can say it. I bet you right now.
No. Nope. Nope. That would be even worse.
So going back
authenticity. That word.
Like everybody out there listening right now, you should get up and go to a bar right now and go on an adventure. You know, go out and see what happens behind the wood. And all you bartenders out there, you should go out, be behind the wood. And
I always pull it back to we took Kayla out to Jack Brown's, and she was like, we were courting her to get her in the podcast to be the host. She's like, so why are you doing the podcast? You know, she was asking us questions, and then she was like, man, can you imagine a world without bartenders?
Yeah.
And then that's where the whole thing really kicked off.
We sat there and we like literally grabbed a bar napkin, as we've talked about, and started writing down stuff, because it's true. There's so much more than just the concept.
The crazy thing is you can actually imagine a world without bartenders, because it's in like an airport lounge with an iPad.
We've talked about that.
I ordered a beer on an iPad and somebody dropped it and ran off. And I was like, you just feel hollow inside.
I'm going to tell you right the fuck now, I'm not going to a fucking airport lounge to get a drink. That is not the point of going to a bar. It's not the reason of going to a restaurant. It's vibe, it's energy, it's people, it's like opportunity. It's connections. It's a networking opportunity, and you have full control over it. Right. So I think that's what's really, really important. And it's cool, though, because, again, obviously bartending's changed your life. Right. As we're kind of like looping back into this. But also on the opposite side, the bartending changes, you know, the consumer side, too. So you're on that one end of the bar, and then we're on the other side of the bar where we talk about you're on that end of the wood or on the side of the wood.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Yeah. So, it's a great relationship on both sides.
Yeah. It's relationship based, period.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that kind of ties down to like how it changed your life, how it's changed my life, how it continues to tie in. To our life. But no, being like, you know, getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, and recognizing where that is and how to move from that is cool.
All right. Well, I think good podcast. Everybody having a good time?
Don't forget to subscribe.
That's right. Subscribe. Make sure you look up the word authenticity when you're doing that.
Yeah, try to define that one. I'm going to think of a new definition. I literally, there's certain words I can't say.
Well,
authenticity. See, I still can't say it. What is it?
Authenticity.
Authenticity. I have to say it several times.
Well, I say we go take those shots of tequila now.
No, it would be 10 times worse. There's no shot.
I'm very comfortable with that.
No, there's certain words that just don't, I cannot pronunciate accordingly.
Well,
I can write really well. Like I said, that's why I'm writing a book. So just does not say it well.
All right.
Okay.
Don't forget to subscribe. And you can now send your episode ideas, feedback to podcast at Bar Ninja.
And anything and everything. Drink ideas, any kind of feedback you got for us. We'd love to hear from podcast. You. Stories. If you want to be on the podcast, reach out to us. You know, we're currently in Charlotte, North Carolina, having a blast.
Hey.
And we'd love to travel and get anybody involved. So thanks for listening, everybody. And we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bar Ninja Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast player and join the Bar Ninja Nation that has over 7,000 bartenders in it by going to www.barninja.com and you can enter your email. Until next time, see you then.